Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined this evening by my brother, my co-host, Mr. DSP himself, the Dark Knight, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Let me wipe the tears out of my eyes because I'm so happy. Van Meadows, is that you over there?
Man,
how
me
you
in the flesh,
doing?
Bro. Man, I'm doing good, man.
Let me do my Hollywood shuffle and be like, hey, what's happening, baby? Van Meadows is in the building, y'all.
What happened?
He's
cool
hosting
cat,
and he's hosting cool.
Cool. Cat. We got the cool cat, J-Rob, the wise son, y'all. The cool cat is in the building. You know, Mr. Smooth is what they call him up in the Bronx.
That's what they call me, baby. That's what they call me. Good to be next to you, brother, man. How you doing?
Likewise. I'm doing good, man. It's Friday Eve, you know. I'm doing good, man.
Ain't it?
Complaints.
I am
What's
not
up?
Complaining either, man. I'm on. You know what? Better yet, I'm like Don Cornelius. I'm on the hippest ride in town. The Get Down.
Yes, the Get Down.
I get to sit with Van Meadows and do this thing. So I'm all right.
Man, I'm all right.
How
too,
you
man.
Making out?
I'm all right too. I'm making out great, man. You know. I'm trying to stay away from that scramble board, though, because you know we have some stuff in there sometimes that would stump the folks, man. That would stump them.
Bruh, occasionally they're going to stump you.
Stumped.
But that's what makes the show fun. You know, one day we got to put together a Get Down scramble board.
Hey, I like that.
One day we
got to like
do that.
One day we got to do that.
We gotta, you know, put together Get Down scramble board, man. Let's see what the audience thinks about it.
See what the audience thinks about it. See what they can do with it, you know.
Yeah, we'll put it in the event page, and if they get it right, we gotta do something real dope for them. We gotta do something dope for them. Let's play with that idea, man.
I know. If they get it right, baby, they get to pick the topic for the next Get Down and host with us.
I see where you going, dog.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen,
like
before we go any further,
yeah,
let's
we
give
can
it
do
up for
all
our that. Illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for allowing us to be able to do the Get Down and the other various shows across the network. Hey, shout out to For Real. And tonight's show, y'all, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you
can be
raw?
I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine, man. I think you got yours before I got mine, but I still got mine after you got yours,
see,
so we got ours.
Hey, so we got ours. That's all that matters. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's funny? One of my cousins got me for my poet bracelet.
What?
She liked it so much that she got hers now. It's so, baby. She got me for my poet bracelet.
She got you for your poet bracelet?
She got me for the poet bracelet, baby. But that's all right, because that means she's a fan.
We're going to have to get that back and just get her own.
No. See, you got to let her keep it. Got to keep it so she can keep tuning in. So that she can keep tuning in so that Get Down poetry vibe get into her skin like a drug, and it hit that blue vein. And she's like, ooh, this is what poetry feels like. You dig?
Yeah.
So she one of us. So it's all right,
that's
baby.
What I'm talking
about. Let her enjoy her little bracelet thing. It was all in the cards.
I like it, bro. All right, she can keep it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online and you want to be a part of this show, you want to get on the mic, you want to spit your poetry, dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here and you are ready to share, press 1 so that we can add you to the list of poets who are ready to spit to tonight's topic. Tonight's topic, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Listen, man. You want to tell him, man? I don't want to spoil it. You want to tell him?
No. I don't want to tell him. You know why? Because I like the way you tell him. I like the way you do it.
I was going to tell him I like the way you do it, but you know what? Because it's you, I'll do it. I'll tell him. You know I'll tell him. I'll tell him, man. I'll tell him.
Let him know, bro. Let him know.
Ladies and gentlemen, poets of all ages, tonight on the Get Down, we wanna know, what color is your poetry, baby?
Mm-hmm.
What color is your poetry? That ain't too deep a question, because the reason I say that, and the reason Van says that, and the reason we say that, we all have a particular rhythm to our poetry.
Yeah.
If you're writing in a format of jazz, if you're writing in a format of R&B, if it's a hip-hop beat, we all have a rhythm, and sometimes our moods are dictated by the poetry we write. So sometimes you might be blue, or sometimes you might be bright yellow. Sometimes you might be pink, baby, or other times you might be fiery red. Or if you're a fan of Tony Stark like I am, it might be red and gold. Who knows? Whatever color illustrates your poetry, tonight is the night to spit that on the Get Down. So if please tune. Y'all need to see the event page, because a lot of the songs got colorism in it. So that's where we're going with it. So y'all gonna love this. Like I dropped that song, Van, Walking into Sunshine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Up,
and then I played a little Blue Magic. And then
y'all,
I'm going
this?
To play a little Mo Better Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not ready, man. They're not ready for the night. They're not ready.
They're not ready.
But I could do this all night, man. But listen.
What's up, bro?
I think we should give them an introduction as to what we're talking about, poetically speaking. So,
no, that there, my bro, is a smashing idea.
Agreed. And I know for like 2 or 3 weeks, for some odd reason, I was letting you go first, and I'm glad you let me catch up with last week. So can I please ask you, brother, can I start tonight's show? And just so that we can be even like we usually are?
Brother, I wouldn't have it no other way, man. I was actually going to ask you to start first.
See, this is reason number 3,865,412 why I love my brother Van Meadows, because we stay on the same page. We stay
Absolutely.
On the same page.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, bro. So I'm going to step back, and I'm going to let you go ahead and stand in that spotlight. The lights is dim. So, brother, you go ahead and get on down.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand before I get into this piece. As poets, we do this thing because poetry is a confessional art form. And whether you're confessing and telling the truth or it's your truth, it's still poetry, and that's what makes it beautiful. Tonight's piece is called Poetry Hues. I speak no names. I just like to write down thoughts that end up as blue flames. You see, my poetry represents both the sky and the sea. It's associated with open spaces, freedom, intuition, imagination, and inspiration, and creates sensitivity. My blue poetry also represents the meanings of all of me and who I be when I expect depth, trust, sincerity, wisdom, confidence, stability, faith and intelligence, freedom, intuition, imagination, inspiration, sensitivity, and most important, loyalty. Now, my blue poetry is associated with the true meanings of joy. It brings about warmth, heat, sunshine, enthusiasm, creativity, success, all around encouragement, and all kinds of joy. My Orange Poetry deals with upfront change, determination, health, and intellectual stimulation in all forms of poetry creation, expressing happiness, fun, enjoyment, balance, and even my romantic sexuality. Is my freedom of expressionism can feel like an exorcism with a fascination that touches every generation within him. So I be walking on sunshine, roller skating along rainbows, feeling the drip of blue raindrops filled with the taste of freshly picked vitamin C, when it occurred to me that there will always be some sunshine in my life that is written along a blue sky background while casting my shadow on the sun, while feeling the pulse of poetry. And that's that piece.
Ooh, did y'all hear this? Did y'all hear this? Did y'all hear this? First of all, J-Rob, the wise son, my bro.
Sir.
This is a brilliant piece. I love what you did in it. So if I may quote the J-Rob, the wise son, because this the last part of this piece, my brother says, so I be walking on sunshine, roller skating along rainbows, feeling the drip of blue raindrops, filled with the taste of freshly picked vitamin C. When it occurred to me that there will always be some sunshine in my life that is written along a blue sky background while casting shadow on the sun, while feeling the pulse of poetry. Bruh, phenomenal. This right here is some phenomenal ink, my brother. Just,
hey, man,
why
I appreciate
son,
you for
why
this.
Son? Nah, man, I appreciate you, man. That piece was exquisite.
When we came up with this topic, and you and I were talking, because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know me and Van talk a lot about topics, and I was like, the color of poetry. And you know my two favorite colors are blue and orange. And just had to try to find something that fits within that scope. But that line, casting shadows on the sun, I can't take credit for that, man. That came from this cat who's one of the most dynamic poets out there, named Brother Ali, out of Minnesota. He's an albino poet. This cat is unreal with his pen, and he does some instrument things with it. But when he said, I want to cast shadows on the sun, I was just like, bro, I need to borrow that line. And this piece, when we brought up the subject, it just happened to fit. So thank you, Bruno.
Nice.
I'm very, very, very happy you caught where I was going with this. So thank you for that, man. But listen,
man, thank you.
I can say thank you until I have a son, and I ain't got no children right now. So you know how far that's going to take. But I need to ask you, is your piece locked and loaded?
Oh, yeah, brother, it's locked and loaded.
Then let me take the microphone that I'm holding and pass it to you, good brother. Let me allow you to take to the front of the stage. I'm going to take to the background like a cat holding the award, and I'm going to let you go ahead and get on down, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. The title of this piece is called Red Poetry Thoughts. The color of the ink in my pen may be black or blue, but the content in my written voice has a red hue. Not because I'm angry, but because I'm full of passion when you read me. See, I've been called many things, and my poetry, what I scribe, is everything. Therefore, my poetry color is red. 'Cause I mean every word I've ever said, written about so many genres, and my favorite is romance, with or without drama. The boldness I speak about love is soothing. The way the ink drips onto a blank sheet of paper moves me. The uncontrollable excitement about blacks and blues coming out red by the intended interpretation of the reader, they've bled. dripping poetry blood all throughout their central nervous system, inviting in some of the most sexiest love metaphors I can give them. Therefore, is life a life force that drives passion? I'm consumed with this obsession that which drives passion is like an eternal war, fighting to break free and yearning for more. This carriage that exists in my pen is like a healthy zen, reminding the reader that there is a writer that is worthy of their submission to interpretation. When all else seems so black and white with eternal frustrations, that the entity known as passion weaves a thread into their artistic views and known as this color red. So yeah, when I scribe any genre of poetry in black and blue, my passion has a color hue. Therefore, the color of my poetry must be said, for it is the embodiment of love and passion. It is red. And that's that piece.
Come on, B. I dig this for a lot of different reasons. But you came up with something when you said the uncontrollable excitement about black and blues coming out of red. That's a deep line within the line, but the intended interpretation of the reader that I've bled dripping poetry blood all throughout the central nervous system, inviting in some of the most sexiest love metaphors that I can give them. Come on, this is like pens battling with each other for the paper's attention.
Right.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you, bro.
Brilliant. Again, this is why I say poetry is a confessional art. And allow me to also say that's not my line. I snuck that line in after having a conversation with Rebel P. Jones. And I told him I was going to bring that up tonight because that's exactly how I feel. And when I hear, when you late, ladies and gentlemen, allow me in van to start to show off with poetry. This is what it is. And it doesn't matter what the conversation piece is. Poetry really is a confessional art form. So salute to you, Van Meadows, and thank you for that piece. You know I'm going to post it. You know I'm going to post it.
Go ahead, bro.
You know I'm going to post it.
Go right on the head, bro.
So
post the way.
Thank you.
Let's see who
thank
really
you,
read
and
it.
Thank
read,
you.
Let's see who really reads it. And catches where my appropriate placed errors are.
Because
I didn't spit the errors in the typing. I read exactly.
Oh no,
what
I caught
wanted.
The errors
so
in the typing.
You caught the errors? Okay, good.
I caught the errors.
Let's see who else catches it.
Deal.
I do this on purpose for a reason. But my bro, we
sir.
Can sit here all
sir.
Night and place accolade upon accolade to each other. But I am
agreed.
Ready to hear some of these dynamic poets and place accolades upon them. I don't want to give them flowers tonight. I want to give them crowns.
Okay, I'm with you there.
With that being said, are we ready to open up this first poet, this
Ooh,
first artist?
Come on, put your finger on that open button and let's open up and see what we get like a crackerjack.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Epiphany's own host of the Hidden War Council, Honey Dripper, Fly Speak, Honey Dripper 2.0, Merry Christmas, Happy Hunger. You know what? Let me just bring him on in.
Avengers Endgame, Spawn 2, Blade 1, 2, and 3, and Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Stan Lee, Captain Hocus Pocus,
right,
and all the
right,
Bugs Bunny
right.
cartoons. Ladies and gentlemen.
We got Mojave. Harvey. Also known as Iron Man. What's good with you, Hav? Bro, you break.
You breaking up, Hav?
You breaking up, bro. You breaking up. You breaking up.
I'm not breaking up. I am on a landline. You're lying.
You're lying. It
no,
sounds like you were doing a robot.
Sounds like you were doing a robot. Seriously, we're breaking up.
No, we was not doing a robot. We was not doing.
Hey,
the robot.
How was
there
that?
There you go.
Baby?
Now you're better. Now
yeah,
you're better.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Oh,
what's
man,
good?
Stop playing.
Don't
good,
even start doing
bro?
Don't start. Don't.
Hey man. Let me tell you, man. I was down on the strip, man, and I ran into Huggy Bear, man, and I robbed him, man, of his fish shoes, man, and they fit you, boy. They fit you.
Let me tell you, man, how he be spitting that poetry, and he be spitting it cool, baby.
Real cool, baby.
Oh,
I'm just saying, man.
Why today?
Like, why I'm just saying, man.
Why?
I was going to say something else, but you so cool, baby.
Cool breeze. Cool breeze,
listen here, you jive turkey. I didn't explain you what's going down in the wrist wrap and the rest of the world. I'm going to have to tell you exactly what it is. Yeah. Don't come around
see,
here to the soul set and think that I ain't down.
Tell him, baby. Tell him, baby.
Brother, I learned
baby,
from the drum.
Baby.
I heard
look,
the drum.
Man,
yeah, it's time to get in.
Tell him, baby.
Man, listen, man.
Y'all got cell phones, and I got the drum. That's what happens.
Bro.
That's
bro.
What
stop
we had.
Bro.
See,
listen,
poetic,
I told you.
It's Mahogany, baby.
I got to give you these shoes, bro. I got to give you these shoes, bro.
Listen here, Pimpin.
It ain't Pimpin if
you
borrowing somebody else's Pimpin.
I love when the brothers be getting it on, baby. That's my cousin over there, baby.
Man, listen here, Bazzy, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm kind of got me a woman that's as fine as a Huxtable. I'm talking Claire.
Hey, let me tell you something, baby. I've done met me a woman that's finer than frog hair, baby.
Listen. I'm trying to tell you, this woman was so fine. She was
how
so
fine was she
was,
baby?
Listen. She could throw.
You lay it on me. Lay it on me on the black side. Lay it on me on the black side, bro.
No, he ain't talking the stanky thing, man. He ain't talking the stanky.
Listen here, baby. I ain't got nothing but that steak and leg for you, buddy. That's all I got.
Steak and leg.
That's
what's up. Leg, I got you.
Well, listen here, Mr. Stinky Leg. Welcome to the Get Down.
Welcome.
Now, bro. Well, bro.
Y'all funny, man. Y'all killing me.
We
when you join in, that's when it becomes crazy because you joined
becomes,
in.
Man. You joined in, yeah. You jump right on. You jump right in. So, bro,
I was trying to be calm. I was trying to be calm.
Yes, you was.
But you silly Negroes. That led me to participate in your madness. You had to start the madness. And I just had to complete in the madness. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And then when I'm done with this, I'm going to say good day.
Bro, Mahavi, my bro.
Yeah.
My
yes.
bro.
Yes. Yes.
We want to know what color is your poetry. Now, Me and Greg, we're going to step back away from the mic. We're going to get out of the spotlight. Right.
We got
one of the Get Down girls grabbing the crown, and she's shining it up for you. So, bro, while we work on that,
listen. Trust me, it's cool, brother. You ain't got to have the Get Down girls to shine the crown. You know what I'm saying? We know what we're talking about. We're going to tell you what color poetry is. You ready?
Got the shine.
Just let me
know. Go ahead and get on that.
You ready? Ready? All right. Locked and loaded. Color me. Paint me in the color of your spirit. Hues of your blues. My bear your issues. Never again will you use tissues. No more hurts or fractured glass of heart. Color me in deep red. reminiscent of all the beauty said. Connection as we communicate, minds, hearts, and souls to be led. Let your canvas also be your plate as we consume the blooms of vegan meals and shrooms. Color me gold, as may I be so bold to say that your shine is your find, and you're my find, and I cherished it. I planted the seed and watched how it grew into the idea of us. Buried deeply was your trust that I knew that to germinate that love was a must. Using the rays of the sun to let me and let me and let me be the one to run rampant in your mind. Grow you with good compliments. Be your peace, growth, and release. Stand in your time zone. Create the climate of warm ozone of affection. The selection of energy always clear to keep you fed. Feels left on felt, the virtual veldt of green as we share and discuss life, liberty, and the pursuit of us. My open palms are a place for you, your fingers to interlace as we stroll, as we let the air wear us, concrete beneath feet as we roll. Poem.
Let me tell you why I dig this piece. This is some real intellectual shit. This is really on some. You just took me back to my freshman sophomore year in college, hanging out in the village, and we used to be at Cafe Wa, and everyone's sitting down, and you got to look up at the poet, and he got on some sunglasses, and he's like, let me just get this to y'all real quick. And you just delivered it just like I heard poetry in my youth. Salute, salute, salute.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was a fine piece of poetry here, Mojave. You got me when you said, would you say color me gold? Is that what you said? Bruh.
I said, hold on. Let me go back. I said, color me gold. May I be as bold to say that your shine is your fine. And you're my fine.
It's almost Shakespearean. It's almost Shakespearean, like the way you put that together, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a favorite line of that piece for me. I love that, man. And just because of that hobby. Come on, baby. Bring that over here. Bring it over here. Here's a gold crown. For you, sir. Gold crown. My bro.
There you go.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll run with that one. I'll run with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, my bro, let everybody know what you got jumping off this coming Tuesday.
War Council. Although we're doing some relationship stuff, it's going to be real ugly. We're going to say it's going to be controversial. I forgot the subject. I was talking to Dawood about it. I was supposed to put it in there. And so it's going to be ugly. We're going to go in here. And you know, we got to start some fires. And then, you know, it's ES Weekend Week. It's Love and Rock Poetry Weekend. And so we're going to, you know, I'm going to do that. And then I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm going to go see what happens. I don't even know where I'm going, but I'm going to go. And then it's gonna be fun, you know. I love it. It's just been real strange today. People, whole groups of people just figure out, try to stop me. You're trying to stop me and you can't.
That's it, bro.
Buddy. I'm just saying. I know you're probably listening. You're trying to stop me and you can't. How does it feel? I said, yo, V, listen, we didn't need you. It's like a family reunion for us. That's what we're doing. We're so contained. We didn't need your help. Guess what? You need help. I paid rent for your mind.
Let me stop.
I paid rent for your mind.
Yo, when you did that yesterday, that was hilarious. He was whispering yesterday, and I was going nuts. I was just like, I don't believe him.
I was like, they say, what's your safe word? I was like, super fast snooker. Triple glitz.
Oh man.
Gorillas read philosophy.
That's what's up, bro.
Good day. Jurassic Good wings. Good day. Good day.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know
it's
what happens
right,
when
man.
I talk
it's
to this
right.
guy.
I know.
You know
man.
What happens
I know,
when I talk
I
to him.
I know.
Sorry.
But
sorry. Sorry.
Bro.
Sorry. I apologize.
Get you
we got to go.
To get down dance floor, bro.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
You get to start off the shenanigans over there tonight. So
listen,
you know,
listen, it's been a crazy
you do
day.
Is what
we
you
need
do.
All the shenanigans we can get.
Facts.
All right, bro.
All right,
bro. Well, love, well, Mike. Take your socks off, baby.
Well, love,
baby.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, that is baby. As Epiphany's
good
own
day,
Iron
sir.
Man,
good
catch
day.
Him on.
Good day,
good
to you.
Day sir. Catch him on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m., bro. Man. All right. This is how we going to start off, huh? This is how we doing the show, man. This is how I my hobby with that dope piece, man. This is how we doing? Okay. All right. Next
sounds
up,
like a good night
next
tonight.
Up, sounds like a great night. We got one half host of The Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of The Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all crazy.
I ain't do nothing.
Yes.
What we do? That whole story
what
got such a
do?
Swing to it.
Y'all are crazy.
What did we do?
Even repeat it. Y'all are crazy. Y'all ain't got
I know,
no damn
I know that no, it's not what you speak it of. However, I do want to say,
Okay, now you need to stop. I'm trying to talk to you. And you just disregard me. I'm trying to talk. Okay,
please.
But let me just see. What a dynamite show you and Ms. VIP had last night in the Love Zone. If y'all missed that show, you're going to have to go to the playback in the archive. Phenomenal show. Congratulations
thank
on
you,
that show.
Thank you. It was. Y'all brought the heat. You had me trembling. That was not right. That's cool.
Yeah. I got to admit, man, them poets, they did bring the heat. I was just listening, man. They did bring the heat. Yeah.
Yes, they did. All of y'all.
Okay, so, Jay,
I was just having fun.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure we all had some fun.
J-Rob.
Oh, man.
Will you usher?
Will
our,
I ever?
Our, oh, beautiful. Yes.
Hey,
yes,
Pearly.
Pearl and
oh. Hey,
Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
You know every neighborhood has a Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly.
<No. laughs> We have Miss Pearl right across the street.
Miss Pearly. May I please ask you, does your poetry have a color associated with it?
Indeed it does.
Well, if you don't mind, Van and I are gonna take two steps to the back of the stage. And we would like for you to step to the front, and we would like for you to tell everybody what color is your poetry. Go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is called My Black Poetry. To give my poetry a color, I could say white, but we're talking production when it comes to me. Ability of a possibility. I couldn't just use one to describe the necessary key elements of my life. But if I have to choose, my poetry would be black. Black because it encompasses life and pulls everything, as well as all in existence in my world. Out of black, life emerges. It emerges with hues of colors and tones and definition and harmony. Just like my poetry, You have produced the painful beauty of the journey for my soul. Every color in the spectrum comes from black. Just as every part of me that I am and will continue to blossom and grow into shall flow from ink of my pen. I've penned rhymed and narrative and free verse, emotions and touched hearts, and definitely got you worked up. I'm black. I am my poetry. And my black poetry is me. That's it.
My black poetry seduces spirits and tells the entire world this is not for the faint of heart. It's black poetry. I love this. I absolutely love this. Van Meadows, what say you, bro?
I say the same thing, man. She was like, you know, it was very sensual, this piece.
Wasn't it?
It was very sensual. I'm gonna tell you, it made me just wanna take a dip into some black ink.
So she reached back to one of our other shows about play in my ink.
Yeah, man. That's what she did.
I see what she was doing, dog.
Y'all know I just wrote that, right?
You can tell me any old thing, but you don't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what Van just saying.
I'm telling you, I was talking to my diva like a half hour before the show. I just finished it right before the show. No lie.
Yeah, J-Rob. What she's saying is she just put it on paper. But that poetry been written in her for a long time. Black
that poetry
honey.
Been itching her palms like she was ready to play the lottery. You know what happened.
I'll take that. I will definitely take that. I'll take that. Y'all right about that one. I'll take it. Thank you.
Coming in here doing this kind of stuff.
I wasn't even going to light a cigar, but I just heard her poetry and I just lit a joint I needed to just smoke. Forget this. I know what kind of night tonight's going to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, Perla Negra.
Wow.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
You tell them, girl.
All right, you guys. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and that's done with my esteemed co-host, Sam the Man Phillips, and that is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9, I am one-fourth host of the Neo Soul Cafe, and I'm in there with For Real, the poet Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, essentially Johnny, who just straight handles the event pages. She does an awesome job. And Poetic. Wednesday nights, I almost forgot. Wednesday nights at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Now, I did have a topic, but it kind of flipped my mind. But y'all come on in Wednesday night, get caught up in the love zone. You'll find out, and I guarantee you'll like it.
Y'all don't need no topic. Just tell them, come on and dive into the love zone. The water
right.
is fine.
That part.
You ain't
that
got
part.
To bring no topic. Just tell them the water
part.
Is fine. It ain't too cold. It ain't too hot. And you will fit right in.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. We make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
And
I'm enjoying the cigar and your poetry. You go, girl.
Thank you.
Perla Negra. I have a message for you.
Okay.
I have a message for you.
Yeah.
The security team of Let's Talk About It says that they can't wait to see you this Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for delivering that message to me.
Absolutely. I didn't want to be hemmed up again.
They shouldn't be laying hands nowhere near you. I talked to them already. Yeah.
Well, see, listen.
What you done did.
Let me tell you about that. Okay? Let me tell you about that. They said that they will lay hands
they
on
said.
Me until they get to lay hands on you.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's what they told me. I don't like the way that they lay hands on me.
Right.
But I sure like watching
I'm
the way they lay hands on you, girl.
That part. So, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Mojave is out there cutting the boot, so just watch yourself and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
He's got a lot of safe words.
He definitely got a lot of safe words.
Ooh, one love, one bite.
All right. Love,
one. One and one, baby. So Vin.
No, J-Rod. I don't know, huh?
It looks like we two for two so far with dope poetry.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. We talking about this color thing. These brothers,
yeah.
Man, these brothers right here, man, they sit up here saying, listen, they like color. Hey, Ms. VIP, welcome to the Get Down. Welcome to the Get Down. I should have played this one for you. I should have played this one for her, J-Rob. I should have.
1 августа. И я не знаю, что мне делать.
I should have played that one.
They ain't ready.
Played that
they ain't ready. They ain't ready.
I should have played that one. Okay. To all you 30 and under, I know y'all don't know that kind of music. It's okay. But we got Ms. VIP. Welcome to the Get Down. And I know she knows about that kind of music.
She about to give it up or turn it loose.
Wee.
Hello, Ms. VIP.
Hello, sugar. How are you?
I'm doing great now that I heard your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you. Now, congratulations on your show last night as well. The Love
now,
Zone.
Thank you very much.
Y'all listen, y'all got to check out that playback, man. Let me tell you. Their topic was simply, what is your safe word? Oh, man. I was just listening. I didn't even do no poetry. I just listened. I couldn't do it.
And the Pope is Jewish.
Yes. That part.
but in all seriousness, that was a fabulous show. All the poets, they brought it. Topic was on point.
Yeah, we really did.
Did a phenomenal job hosting your show. So, again, kudos to you. And La Perla Negra, don't think that I forgot. Your black crown is being delivered to you as we speak. So. Hope you enjoy. So, Ms. VIP,
yes,
me and my brother J-Rob, we want to know.
That's me.
What color is your poetry? And we're going to step back and get out of the way and get your crown ready.
Okay.
And
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and get on down?
All right. Thank you. My poetry is the color turquoise, a pretty hue, a beautiful blue. Blues of the skies, the blue of the island waters. Turquoise flows like lines of love on a romantic night, the calm to soothe your soul. Lines that want to make you fly high, watch love and life take flight. Turquoise is a stone of beauty like poetry can be. One blue, really, from the realities of the world. Some verses are false, some true. Turquoise mixes with the colors of sunset, then dominates with the sun in daylight. Though sky blue is a cousin too. But turquoise, like my aura and poetry, is a beautiful blue. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Oh, she went turquoise. She went turquoise, man. Oh, she went turquoise. What you think, man? What you think about that?
Man, I think that was beautiful. Bring me that turquoise crown, please. Thank you so much.
Not that one, the other one. Know. The one that fits.
Thank you, Ms. VIP. First of all, turquoise is a very beautiful color. It really is. It is soothing to look at. And the way you describe it in your poetry is simply just beautiful. When you start talking about the blue hues of the sky, Pharrell would say, yeah, that's some sappy. That's just sap. But
yeah, sappy.
This was very beautiful.
It was
a very calming piece. You know, I imagine looking up at a turquoise and looking out into a turquoise blue water, blue ocean. Yeah, this very soothing piece, very beautiful. J-Rob, the wise
son. Van, dig this. This is that kind of piece when you with your girl and you laying on the couch and you got your head in her lap, and she's playing your hair and whatnot, scratching your scalp with her nails and whatnot, and she's just reciting this piece to you, and she's like, what you think? And you're like, huh? You just so comfortable. You just like, baby, anything you say sounds like magic. So I love turquoise. I dig this.
Yeah.
I dig this a lot.
Thank you.
It is very visual.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Now, Ms. VIP.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the Epiphany Radio universe what you got going on?
Absolutely. Tomorrow night is Express Your Vibe with my diva, La Perla Negra, and Poetic, because I had to pull an audible. Anyway,
we have a threesome.
Next week,
I love it.
No, darling. Not a threesome. I had to pull an audible. So La Perla Negra will be with Poetic tomorrow night.
Really?
Oh.
Anyway.
You get my hopes all up. You get me excited to only tell me that it's only going to be a twosome and not a threesome.
Ugh.
Well, I tried, baby love, but what happened was... I have to be in grandma mode tomorrow night. So,
Okay. All right. Okay.
Do forgive me, but I'm sure she will be satisfactory and will fulfill every need you have. I'm sure.
Oh.
If you had them.
Thank you. I appreciate
Van,
that.
I'm going to suggest that you come up with a few.
Baby, I always got needs. There ain't anything
my
about that I have a need.
My man.
You understand?
Oh, my goodness.
You understand? There's always a need. Every day. Every day there's a need. But enough about that. Okay. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, anyway, I am going to leave you two, and I'm going to go get down. I feel like taking my socks off. All right.
Did you forget Wednesday?
No.
Did you talk about Wednesday?
No, I didn't. I said we're back in the love zone on Wednesday.
Oh, I was so stuck.
She did
on,
say that.
You know, not have. I was stuck in. I was stuck on not having. I was in another space.
Bruh,
I'm sorry.
I was watching her take her socks off.
You was watching her take her socks off, baby. One love, one man.
All right, gentlemen. One love, one man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Man. All right, J-Rob, are we ready to keep this party going with our next artist, man? Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to see what this brother does with this topic. Representing DSR all day is Rebel P. Jones. What's good, my brother?
What's going on?
What's happening?
How y'all
big
doing
brother?
This evening? Thank you for waking
today's
up today.
Today, man. Exactly.
Thank you.
Real talk. Thank you, bro. Real.
No doubt.
How you making out, kid?
Doing well, man. I'm doing well. I will be missing y'all next week. I got to be out of town. I'm going to be up in the mountains next week. So I'm not going to be in on the show with y'all next week. But.
You may not
so
be
what
on the show,
so,
but
so
your
what I hear
spirit
you saying
will
is
be
you
with
want, no, Jay, no. That's not what I hear him saying. What I hear him saying is he going to be up in the mountains, he's going to find him a landline to call into the show. Because he's trying to say he ain't going to have a signal. He going to find him a landline. He's trying to say he ain't got no signal. Right? Nah, bro, but it's good, man. You'll be here in spirit, man. We know you're going to be
not,
here in
I'm,
spirit.
I'm camping.
Bro.
I'm going camping with my son, so I'm not
okay.
going to be calling
right.
in
now. Got you, bro. Well, that time is important, man. I would never not encourage any dad to spend time with their sons, man, especially in that type of environment, because our sons need us as well as our daughters. So you do what
Absolutely.
You got to do.
Amen.
Bro. Absolutely.
Amen.
I'm a father first.
Yes, sir. That's right. Absolutely.
So,
Jay
I brought so many colors of poetry today. Very, very, a lot of colors of poetry.
My man.
You seen the Creole crayon box, brother?
Yeah, I at least did the first row, you know.
My man.
Come
my
on
man.
Now. So I'm going to make the assumption that your poetry is locked and loaded because, brother, we want to know what color is your poetry. So that being what
yes,
it is,
indeed.
Me and Van going to take a step back. We're going to put the mic to the front, and we would like for you to go ahead and get on down.
I'm going to get down. This piece is titled The Many Colors of Poetry. See, the color of poetry is not consistent. It varies on the contents and the emotions it wishes to visit. When poetry visits my enraged, angry place, my rage, blues, and reds flow fluidly through my bloodstream into words of shimmering shards of frozen slivers of silver as it merges with the yellows and oranges tinted with blue flames and drifting embers of my passionate fires that become frozen in time. My poetry as it is could describe my desires shining golden like reflections of sunlight off the droplets of morning dewdrops on the leaves of trees as I look from afar and admire the future that I see as it is given to me. Poetry is deep, dark purples graffitied with reds for the intimate details, my love for those whom share a connection with my heart, my blood, my body, my soul. Poetry is grays, soft, deep blues when my eyes blur with sad, tragic memories of stories that I immune. So indeed, sadness is what I scribe in this specific category where the ink in my tears are fused. Poetry is blackness when I scribe about the mysterious lives in the world of the shadows that exist in the corners less traveled by man. for to travel there, one must dive extra deep within. When describing the pinks and the yellows and the reds and the colors of the names, for they have only just been seen. These are the different tones, hues, and shades of my poetry when I write the beauties of sunsets across desert skies that I stand below and give credit and praise due to the divine creator on a level of the highest gratitude and thanks with my quill, the power of these words and my ink. And that's from Rebel P, DSR, All Damn Day. Thank you for waking up today. Peace.
My big
brother. man.
You hear this,
man?
You go first,
man.
Bro.
I hear it.
First.
I hear it. Woo-wee, bro. Hey, man, I'm glad you wrote that whole first row of crayons, bro. Because this shit right here was something special. I dug that, man. I dug this piece.
Thank you.
Dope ink, bro. Dope ink. J-Rod.
Well, Rebel, you already know, bro. You and I talked earlier, and I had a feeling you was gonna bring some blue flames. So I just got to tell you, brother, I just got to tell you, I dig this piece a lot. And I need to thank you, not just for waking up, for blessing us with this really, really, really incredible piece of poetry, bro. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
My man.
Yeah.
Matt Meadows, we'll see you.
Man. Nah, man. He's phenomenal, man. Thank you, bro. Definitely thank you for waking up today, man. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear you, bro. And we're going to miss you next week, bro. But you make sure, man, you spend as much time as you can with them kids, man.
Man, I'm going to bring something back from the mountains, man. You know,
I know you will.
Something magic on the ink, man. You know, that's one reason for me to go up there is to get in touch with some nature and maybe some meditation. And, you know, say just get out there and do some man shit. You know what I mean?
Sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go dive deep and come back with some fresh ink, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, bro.
Enjoy your time up there, big bro.
Get down dance floor, man.
No
and
doubt.
Peace.
Thank you.
You know, get your dance on, man, in preparation for your trip, man. Get it out your system while you can. Get it out your system while you can.
Now, I know La Perla Negra is out there in Miss VIP. I'm going to go get in the middle of that.
I know that's
My
right,
man.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to take his socks off, baby, Rebel P. Jones, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's show is The Get Down. If you're listening online, please dial in 319-527-6300. And press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to get on a mic, please press 1 so that, me and J-Rob don't mind having all of the fun, but listen, this is your show.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear your colors. We want to hear what color your poetry is tonight, you know, because there's so many colors in the spectrum. Why not express yours? Why not express yours?
That part.
I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and he's the other host, J-Rob the Wise Son, a.k.a.
That's me, y'all.
John Robinson. That's him. J-Rob, talk to the people, man. Talk to the people.
Listen, man, this show is about poetry. This show is about expressionism. This show is about y'all. And me and Van, I could sit for hours and talk to that cat about concepts, and we could bring in Rebel P and talk about deeper concepts. Bring in David Mott, bring in Mojave, bring in Miss VIP, bring in Danielle, bring in For Real, bring in every single poet that we are close to. But all that would mean nothing if it wasn't for all of you who called in and listened to us. and listen to this and enjoy what we're bringing, because we need you to come in and join us and have just as much fun as he and I are having. Because that's what the Get Down is all about. I just
Absolutely.
Can't wait to hear what else you got to talk about. What about you, Van?
Hey, man, look, let me just play this real quick.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Are we ready for the next artist to grace the mic tonight, J-Rob? Are we ready?
You know I am. Who we got, brother? Who we got?
Before we get to that next brother, before we get to that next brother, Rebel P, your crown is on the way, man. We had to get you a rainbow color majestic crown for all those colors that you like using, bro. Because the rainbow also represents God's promise. So there you go, bro.
That part.
Next up, we got our brother C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what's good, bro?
Brothers, how are
you
today?
How you doing, family? Hey, listen.
I'm doing quite well. I like, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
Amen.
It is. Say that again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good to hear from you, bro. Good to hear from you.
Very good.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm sitting here at the job about to cuss out inanimate objects, so it's like, okay, when is 11 o'clock Central coming?
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother. Hey, Van, is it me or you?
It's my turn, bro. It's my turn, bro. I got you, man.
C-Double-34
Music. My brother. Listen.
Yes.
Tonight, me and J-Rob want to know, man, what color is your poetry? And we're going to take a step back, man. I'll let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Okay, I'm going to answer that question first. I'm going to say chameleon is my color. Except for when it's pink, because the only time it's going to be pink is if I'm eating it. I think you get
it. I know that's right.
This piece, I had to say it, it's called Is That Crystal Clear? I love you more than singer Lenny Williams suffering from arthritis, groaning from the Tower of Power after seeing Sweet Brown saying, "Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire, and she got bronchitis." I write more than Nettie and Celie from the Sistine Chapel, lighting Molly Ringwald's 16 candles on purpose. My poetry color is purple. And if I chopped and screwed it, you'd start sipping on syrup. Like your name is Dorothy and Auntie M is your super fly pusher. This is child's play. And I'll have you turn away from games like Chucky Booker. I like my words to be put up in a book club next to Elvis in an earthquake. Get it? All shook up. My writing is more cursive than Eddie Murphy on the Chitlin' Circuit. under the Atlantic star circles, watching Real Housewives of Atlanta twerking. I try to work something as precious and more than the Queens of Comedy bogged by suppositories. It's impossible to ignore them. Warning. I'm starting to warm up as I pose like Ramses in the Ten Commandments. So let it be written. So let it be done. Don't be like Umar Johnson buying a building that's abandoned and run a scam for 10 years causing a calamity, because the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. I'm married to this craft and it's the death of companionship. You want answers? You think you're entitled to? You can't handle the truth. This pen is my weapon and I should grab it or post. Because you have the luxury of not knowing what I know. Is that clear? Is that crystal clear like stale Pepsi? You're damn right I ordered a cold red Mountain Dew and blew it up with my mentals. I'm the fresh maker. And you have to ask me nicely. Question, why would I spend over $1 million on a woman who's just a dime piece? So I can just do her like Zion Williamson's holy Nikes? She's busted from the side view. And I heard she got that camel toe disease from Ricky Smiley. Never mind, in peace.
He dropped gemstones. He dropped gemstones. I'll say this the third time. He dropped gems, man. My man said, like Eddie Murphy on the Titlin circuit. My God.
Right.
And
right.
Then, he hit you with the Tom Cruise joint. You can't handle the truth.
Right. Amen. For me, it was the have you turn away like Chucky Booker, bro. It's in my head. That turn away from love. Bro, you got it, bro.
Yeah,
now
see?
Just, saying,
I'm sorry.
That going right, I ordered the Mountain Dew cold red, bro.
Red,
bro.
Yeah.
You are the fresh maker, my man. My man.
Here's the funny part to both of you. That last part, and you have to ask me nicely, I just added that about maybe 10 minutes ago.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm still bugging out on Eddie Murphy along the Chitlin circuit. Imagine him doing. I'm sorry, that's just a visual. If y'all never heard Eddie Murphy's comedy, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But just imagine that brilliance on the Chitlin circuit. That's just a damn cool metaphor for me. I'm someplace different. I'm good now.
The barbecue is my favorite skit of his of all time.
Oh man,
yes sir.
The barbecue,
hilarious.
The barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's my house. You know what it is?
I'll put it on the steps. Goody goo goo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your wife's a big one, isn't she, guys? Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. That's just my favorite joint I can recite back and forth.
That's five.
You kids want to eat? Right? C-Double, you are brilliant,
yes.
Bro.
Yes,
you are,
sir,
absolutely
bro.
Brilliant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I enjoyed
thank
this
you,
one
my
thoroughly.
Brothers.
I thoroughly enjoyed this one.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you caught that Mr.'s father at the last line.
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah.
Mr.'s father at the last line?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what I did hear in your piece, which is very royal of you, the ladies are bringing us a purple crown because we did hit the royalty, so. Got a purple crown for you, bro.
Thank you, my brothers. Thank you, my sisters.
Indeed.
All right, bro. get you on over to the dance floor, man. Hang out and have a good time. And the DJ just put on Chucky Booker, man. So
one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic, B.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother C-34 Music Man with that dynamic piece. Bro, are you ready? Keep this party going.
Am I ever?
Next up on the mic, we've got Rain. Welcome to the Get Down, Rain. How are you?
Good evening, Poetic. Good evening, J-Rob.
Very good evening.
Thank you.
Good.
Hi, Rain.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in your city right now, Poetic.
You in B-more.
I am in B-more. I am. Hot and
humid. Yeah, that's my city. That's my city.
It is. Indeed. How are you
doing?
Love
to visit.
Okay, though.
Doing good.
It's wonderful to have you on the Get Down. I'm glad you're in Baltimore. Hopefully you'll find a nice – Van should give you a really good place to get you some really good food. Because
I got you.
But wait a minute. You know this is my adult home. I lived here for 14 years.
Yeah, she lived there too.
Yeah.
My bad.
This is like home for me too. But you know, I didn't grow up here. You know, I lived here as an adult. So if it wasn't so hot and humid. But listen, can I just say real quick? I really feel like C Dub is bringing some extra drip lately.
You noticed that?
You noticed it.
He's just going extra.
Like the whole pink thing and the whole thing, like, and then of course it's poetry. But yeah, so, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just
yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
Rain. My brother J-Rob. He got something he'd like to ask you.
Rain.
Okay. Are you
beautiful?
You just put on that voice that he had last night. Go ahead.
Beautiful, Rain. And by the way, I saw the Philadelphia photograph. I'm like, look at you with your smiling self.
Yeah.
But that's a different conversation. Yeah.
Different
conversation. I'm just like, look at her. That smiling self.
Yeah.
All sunshine filled and whatnot. But that's
that
a conversation.
That was a good time. Thank you, gentlemen. That was a good time.
Beloved, Van and I would like to know what color is your poetry. And I would make the assumption that your piece is already locked and loaded. So Van and I are going to take a seat back, stand you up front with that microphone in front of all those people, and we would love for you to go ahead and get on down.
So I'm actually going to answer the question, and the piece I'm sharing is actually because I have been traveling. It's very, very, very unfinished. But I'm going to break it down for y'all anyway. But the color of my poetry, just like with myself, is rich and textured. It's plum. Mm. Just like rain. So rain is very much who I am. Plum is very much who I am. So yeah, this is very, very short. I just wrote it a little while ago. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, saying, Joe, we all need love, even you. When will you allow someone in, let someone really see you? You've spent decades pulling shards of shattered promises and vows from every crevice, watching pores bleed tears as they recall how you emptied yourself into unworthy vessels, generously pouring until they overflowed and your well ran dry. Spent years building a wall so you could tend to wounds that you pretended never existed. Spent years taking cover, hiding from, running from anything that resembled someone taking an interest. There's an Anise Nin quote that says, "And the day came when the wrist remained tight and a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." So perhaps it's time to retire the hard shell. Let someone feel the softness of your petals, smell the beauty of your full bloom. Time to trust someone to show you what. And that's all I have. That's right. Very
Man,
well.
She said that so smooth. She's
wow.
Like, and that's all I have. That rain.
Right. I need to hear those closing lines again. They were so beautiful.
Yes,
I need to hear those again.
Oh. Okay, give me a second. I'll go from the quote. There's an end quote that says, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So perhaps it's time to retire the hard shell. Let someone feel the softness of your petals, smell the beauty of your full bloom. Time to trust someone to show you what." And that's all.
Wow. This is a beautiful piece. When you started it off with the LL quote,
mm-hmm.
and then you ended it like this, such a sweet plum. Mm.
Let's see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was feeling plum special listening to this, because oftentimes when I'm staring at the room and at the wall and hear my conscience call, sometimes poetry beckons, but I'll be damn plum tired if I do not love listening to this woman spit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
I'm just
wait
saying.
Wait a minute. Did
oh,
you
yes.
just
I'm
freestyle?
Just saying.
Did you wait? Did he just freestyle a little bit for me? Oh, wait.
Oh, yes,
did.
Indeed.
Did,
oh,
did
yes,
did.
Indeed.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
well.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, 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 beloved, I could do this. But that piece, you know, I just had to compliment what you brought to the table. Since
I appreciate that.
And since I love me some plums. Good plums will make a brother on some put on his Run DMC routine and go dum diddy dum diddy diddy dum dum.
I am not messing with you tonight, Dave.
You can talk about the big drum just gave me my plums. Dum diddy dum diddy diddy dum dum.
Dum dum.
But
that's
some other fun. But no, I love this piece a whole lot. I really did. I really, 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 really
thank
did.
You.
And thank you.
Hopefully
and I also have a personal
day.
Reason to thank you, because I like what you did, and you hooked your brother up real quick. You got some talent, and we need to talk about your talent real quick, because there's some conversations that need
let's
to be had,
that.
And you know, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Did the socks fit? Were they comfortable?
I'm gonna tell you like this: I did not take my socks off, baby.
Yeah. That part.
You know
I'm
what?
Just saying.
That's too funny.
but wait till you see. Wait till y'all see me and J-Rob in these luscious T-shirts that was designed by a One Rain
specifically. These are the official. Hold on, Van. I gotta say it in my Hollywood shuffle voice. These are
go
the
ahead,
official
bro.
Shirts to the get down, baby.
Yeah.
You, we be walking and spitting poetry, but we spitting cool.
Oh, y'all are
that's
funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I am so glad that you all like them and that they bless you all, because I really enjoy making them for you.
Thank you so
hey,
much. We
listen,
really
the blessing
you.
The blessing belongs to us. So
yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you tremendously.
The pleasure was all mine, gentlemen.
Now, are you ready
she,
to get
she,
out
she,
there on that dance floor? She did. She did.
She was raised by
you
people
know,
that
I think,
love her.
I think I'm
going
to try. I think I'm going to stand in the corner tonight. That's kind of the mood I'm in. I might
oh,
just
no.
need a glass of
no,
wine and stand in the corner
you
tonight.
You can't be sipping on a glass
corner.
Of wine
uh-uh.
after you telling people all that stand against the wall when the conscience called type of poetry. Uh-uh, baby.
You can
but
have
you
your glass
to the
of wine.
Piece. That's the,
you can have your glass of wine.
Because
the DJ ordered up some plum wine. You ain't never had
see,
so wait a minute.
It,
can I, oh, I love it. Wait, can I ask you, gentlemen, what color was your poetry? Because I didn't. I when I called in, it was right when Mojave was starting.
Okay. Ooh.
I missed. I had just dropped my daughter off, so. You know, I missed y'all color. I'll just have to listen to the playback.
Well, I did post them in the group. However, on
okay.
the event page, sorry. I will
I
tell you. I wrote a piece called Poetry Hues because my blue poetry combines with my orange poetry.
Okay.
While I be dancing on sunshine, casting shadows on the sun.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course you do. Okay, that sounds just like a J. Rob. Mm-hmm. Okay, J. Rob.
I'm trying.
And mine.
I'm trying.
I love
ben
it.
Ben taught me well.
I think he's teaching me. But anyway, my poetry color is red, but not for anger, but because of love and passion.
Well, I knew that. I knew that already. You wouldn't even have had to give that disclaimer to me. I already know poetic. I know you're not
angry. Thank you. Thank you.
You're the epitome. You're the epitome
I don't know.
Of love.
You're the
know.
Epitome
I
of red poetry,
be.
Brother.
I may be, but there has
He's
been
He's the epitome
some red
of love. But
has,
last night
that
he had like
angry.
A red room type, type voice
red
last night.
Red room with the red light.
TLC. Did you hear his
Van
voice last night?
Red
he took it down about three octaves.
You heard that, right?
He came on that show with the three octaves lower, and he was talking nasty. Like, on not really
not
nasty,
naughty,
but like,
nasty.
Not, he was just, it was.
Was I talking like,
you know,
not
though,
naughty.
Like,
little...
No, you was about two more octaves. I was like, what is Van
okay.
up in here doing? He trying. Uh-huh. And then he was talking to the ladies. I was like, he ain't here trying to start something. But listen,
see?
I know you have a whole queue of people. And I know my piece was short, so I had some. But
your piece
I know,
was
I,
dope.
I'm gonna go stand in the corner. Thank you so much.
Your
gentlemen.
Piece was dope. You could have said,
gentlemen.
You could have said, Luke, I'm your father, and it has still been dope.
You know
one
but,
moment.
Oh, Siri's listening to y'all.
Hey Siri.
Gentlemen,
oh,
thank you
Lord
always.
Jesus. I forgot I had an iPhone too.
She talking to yours.
Yeah, as soon as I
see,
hit the hay series.
See, there you go, Van. There you go.
All right, Rain. On her way to the Get Down dance for y'all is Rain.
One
love,
one
mic. Take your socks off.
One
baby,
and
one's baby.
Beloved.
All right. Are we ready? Man, some dope poetry coming through here tonight, Jay. Are we ready for this next poet to grace the mic?
I'm locked and loaded, ready, man. Can't wait. Who we got?
Area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Please tell my brother who we have on the mic, because I already know.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Priestess Angela. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, hello, Priestess Angela. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal right now.
This is a good friend of mine,
good.
And she is a first-time caller tonight.
Whoa. This is the first time on the Get Down? This her first
time
on the Get
Down?
The
Get Down.
Yes,
it is.
Let me cut all the jokes and let me say
I want to welcome you on behalf of Van Meadows and myself, and I know you're a friend of his, but since that is my brother and he knows how much I love him, I want to say welcome, welcome, and welcome. We hope you enjoy yourself, and we really hope to hear you, that beautiful voice, and whatever poetry you decide to bring to us. Well,
absolutely. So, I'm glad that you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for finally coming through. Oh.
Finally, it is happening to me.
I'm sorry.
I should have played the same thing.
No, but it is so good to hear you. So good to hear you. J-Rap, you please do the honors ushering Priestess Angela to the mic.
Princess, beloved, tonight's topic is called What Color Is Your Poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, since this is your first time on the Get Down, let me explain. Usually me and Van Meadows will go on mute. We will introduce you as we just have. And we will never say the mic is yours because this is a unique show. We will say we want you to go ahead and get on down. And that is your cue to give us your poetry. You ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, in all honesty, let me and Van step away. Let us mute our mics. And, Princess, if you wouldn't mind, we would love for you to go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This goes out to Drew, a.k.a. Mr. Rich. His lips. That moment always exists. The very first time I saw his lips. I did a double take. Nah, I tripped. In my mind, I tumbled through space and time, wanting to know what they feel like, craving to know the man behind them, sweetness that I knew would be there in spades, blowing both our minds wide open, loving his lips, endless desire, night and day. Curiosity flowed and made me need to know the man. With one thought remaining consistent, his lips, how beautiful. Those lips, how perfect. I was rocked to my core, making me melt, craving their touch, relishing the desire. And finally, that moment when I got to feel the juiciness of his lips, the first time he kissed me, igniting instant passion, wanting, needing him to pin me against the fence behind me, and going, feeling, tasting, opening my lips in breathless anticipation, wanting more, with every day, with every look, I am drunk on his lips. Thank you, family.
Wee!
I want a woman to write that about me. I want a woman to write that about me. This is the kind of poetry that makes you look at your girlfriend and be like, really? How come you never wrote that about me?
Exactly.
This is why we got problems in our relationship now, which is self is self. That was outstanding. I'm sorry, Van. I know you was going to say something. My bad.
Oh, man, I was waiting for you to finish, bro. That man, listen. That line, I want to get drunk off his lips.
Come on now.
Listen.
Drunk. I am drunk
off his lips.
I'm sorry.
Let me
read. Forgive us.
I am drunk off his lips. Yo, that right there was one of the dopest lines. And this piece is something special. Man, I hope he appreciates this.
Yeah, what Van said.
I'm sure he will.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because me and Van can have that conversation with him and be like, bruh, what is your problem?
Right.
It ain't every day a woman writes a piece of poetry about you. So you need to get up on the get up and stop playing. She wrote that about you.
Get down.
And we trying to figure out can't. Yeah, exactly that part. Get up and get on down. Come on now.
Get on down.
We need to figure out if we can clone her because I need someone to write that about me.
Exactly. Write that.
That was dope. I love that.
Thank you so much.
For a first-time caller, Van, she brought the mic at Fahrenheit and watched it smoke. You see what she did?
Ooh.
I definitely knew what she did. And I knew. I've been waiting for her for a long time to just release.
Yes, sir.
This
brother,
was
poetic.
Worth the wait.
Ooh. Oh, thank you.
This was worth
thank
the wait.
You. Many
Indeed.
Thanks. I'm very humbled. Wow.
No,
many
thanks to you, beloved, and to Van Meadows. Stop hiding this talent, brother. Stop hiding all this good talent, man. Come on now. It's the get down. I'm your brother. Don't be hiding the talent, brother. Don't be hiding the talent. That piece was
I got you, bro.
Love
I got you, bro.
I love you, man.
I got you, bro.
Don't be hiding the talent.
I love you too, man. I love you too, man. I'll try not to. Man, I've been trying to get her here for a minute.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But she's here now.
She's here now. And since she's here, man, if I may, let me just say to her in that Hollywood shuffle style, I'm so thankful that you came to the show, baby, and spit your poetry to whoever that man is, baby. Cause like a pimp may slick back, I'm so happy you came by. If he don't know, let a pimp tell him, baby.
That part.
Can I share a little story about this song, if you don't mind?
If you don't, Van, this is your guest, please.
Absolutely.
Mr. Meadows, Senor Meadows, I'd like to share that I was first inspired when I saw the movie Love Jones, when it first came out on tape, and that I realized that was 23 years ago, and I watched it, and I was so inspired, and it really changed my life, honestly. It was one of those, like Finding Forrester, you know, I felt inspired, and I saw myself doing it, and I had the title. And I said, okay, great, but there's no inspiration. and there really wasn't. And fast forward all these years later, kicking it with my girl, and a few of my girls and my sister are listening, we watched the movie together. And I felt inspired all over again. And a few years later, the words just poured forth. And it was like, oh, right, yeah, because I have the inspiration. Now that makes perfect sense.
Now,
how good poetry is written.
Yes.
Sir.
Now I'm gonna tell you. Love Jones is my favorite movie. Period.
Mm.
Now I'm gonna introduce you to another movie if you have not seen it, especially if you love poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Things Never Said.
Okay.
Oh, you hit it with that one, man.
And then let me know what inspires you from watching that.
You know what? I was going to go with Have Plenty, but I like your choice, Van. I like your choice.
Man. There's only a few movies that inspire me to write. And when I watch Things Never Said, I get inspired to write. Love Jones always inspires me to write. But Things Never Said.
That last piece of poetry at the end of Have Plenty, bruh, that's a dude pouring his heart out to a woman he wish he could have.
Yeah.
That piece is. We'll talk about it later. We have the princess on the line right now. I'm sorry, beloved. Me and Van Gogh here, and we go back and forth for hours. But I'm so sorry.
I'm
about
enjoying
you.
It. Thank you.
Absolutely exquisite. And I surely hope this is not the last time we ever hear you on the Get Down, because I truly enjoy what you brought to the table tonight, to the microphone.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this ain't going to be the last time.
Yes,
now
I'm a harasser.
Now I'm a harasser. Yeah.
Come on, Aries.
You know it. You know it. You know it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we're going to send you.
So,
we're going to send you. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You first.
Sorry. Excuse me. I just want to say, before I wish you all a good evening, and I will continue listening. If it's okay, I'd like to just say a couple of words, real quick. I just want to say, to whoever's listening, that gratitude will carry you through your day, and it carries all of us. It carries our people. And this is how we move forward. This is how we heal. And I'd like to say that to whoever listens to this, you know, please look for opportunities to express your gratitude throughout your day, not just in the morning and or at evening, but throughout the day, because there are always so many things to be grateful for, little acts of kindness, things that we can do, sharing a smile, a kind word, helping when and if we can. So that's my message. Peace, Angela. Thank you again.
I receive that. Peace
thank
and blessings,
you.
Beloved.
Thank
I totally
absolutely.
Receive that.
Peace and blessings. We definitely receive that. But now you got to go over to the Get Down dance floor, and, you know, you got to dance with everybody over there that's acting crazy.
Oh, I'm already dancing now.
That's what I'm talking about.
See,
that's what I'm talking about.
You
see,
by Heavy G and the Boys.
See,
yeah.
I'm with her right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. One love, one mic, beloved. I'm going to use J-Rod's line. But...
family.
It's okay, man. It's universal. You family, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I let you go. She's bringing us a silver crown for you, so we have a silver crown to place upon you.
Yes, please, and thank you.
That's my color. Perfect. Thank you, family.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Both of you
You're
do
welcome.
An amazing
yes, please,
job. I've been
you.
Enjoying it, and yes.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you.
And we made her laugh, Van. How about that?
We did. All right, one love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic, family.
I'm mad. Maybe wait till I talk to her later. She ain't going to be hiding all that poetry up there somewhere.
Did you hear this?
Man,
she had to
hide it.
Poor Winston, never.
Now, you know, no, I do want to say there is another movie that has nothing to do with poetry. However, Jamie Foxx does a fantastic job, and there's a poetic piece in this movie. It's called Breaking All the Rules, and he talks about how you cannot harm yourself. You cannot bite through your own flesh because your body won't allow you to because you're selfish. And at the end of that movie, to win Gabrielle Union's affection, or whoever the woman was, he actually bites through his hands. And he's bleeding. So, yeah. Well, so, let me go ahead and give the Epiphany lineup for the week. Yeah, I love movies, man. I could talk about movies all day. But, Epiphany lineup for the week. Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with La Perla La Negra and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. Now, I don't have a topic just yet. I'm toying around with a few, but I'll have it for you tomorrow. And then Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, you heard from Mojave, it will be the War Council. He said it's going to be relationship ugly, y'all. I mean, relationship ugly. I can't wait. Wednesday night's going to be the Love Zone, this VIP and La Perla Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. But, man, we need to talk about something. We need to talk about something.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
We need to talk about something.
Talk to me.
Did you see the BET Awards by chance? If you say no, that's okay.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
You do know who Megan Thee Stallion is, right? You do know who the sister? You know the sister? You know the sister.
Bruh, I have her tattooed in my memory, and she's tattooed over my heart. Yes, I do.
Excellent. Excellent. Do you know Marvel has hired her to play She-Hulk?
This part I found out as well.
Bro, I will never be able to look at She-Hulk the same. I'm sorry. I will never be able to look at her the same. I believe I'm going to be just like Captain Kirk, and I'm going to love green women.
Get off my phone, man. Get out of the studio. Close down the shop. Go home, man. Go home, man. Because now you got that in my stupid head. Now you got that in my stupid head. I'm not messing with you, man. I just finished hearing a beautiful person say gratitude would carry you through the day, and you had to come with the green lady. This is why our friendship got problems.
Bro, you cannot get Megan Thee Stallion to play She-Hulk. I'm happy. I'm excited.
Interested.
I'm looking forward to it. But, bro.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this winds up.
If she says WAP one time, if she says WAP one time.
Nah, I'm interested to see what this is going to sound like because she has a lot of, her physical attributes just go beyond reproach. But she's a very focused lady. I like a lot of things I'm seeing from her. She actually started putting something together to teach
a lot of young people.
Things
I'm seeing from her. You can like it. I'm going to love it.
Okay, I'm going to let you love it. But I'm digging how she's teaching young people how to invest their money.
Absolutely.
I like how she's got this program where she wants to send a lot of young women to historical black colleges and show them how to get their degrees, and she's paying for it. That on that alone, I'm like, sweetheart, I don't care what kind of music you put out from now on. I don't care. I'm a fan for life. You're helping some young sisters to go to a HBCU on your dime because you want to see them succeed, and you're showing people of your generation what to do with their money as opposed to buying whips and platinum and all this other nonsense.
I
have to salute that sister. Salute this woman and what she's doing. Support her so she can count on my support all day long. Because she's helping a lot of people. She's not about the bling, see what I got. She could. And while I have my opinion of a lot of today's hip-hop, what she's doing outshines so many of her peers, in my opinion and in my eyes. But
absolutely, absolutely.
I could brag about her for hours.
Yeah, let's get this next call on, because I got a feeling he might have something that he wants to say about it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. Jess J. I bet you his favorite color, his poetry is green. Jess J, what's
Yo,
up, bro?
Bless me out.
That's why
Y'all
you were talking about Megan. I hate you.
I wasn't going to say nothing. Y'all flush me out. Literally.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
What's happening, bro?
What's going on with y'all? I had started not to raise my hand. Y'all flush me out. All right, I owe y'all one. Megan Thee Stallion as the She-Hulk. Wait a minute, let's get back.
yeah,
very
I'm happy for.
Interesting
I'm
choice.
I'm happy for. I'm happy
what?
For.
I wasn't see. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
She has to be able to act it though. It's good that she got the dimension. She got to be able to act that too. And this needs to be a classic. And actually, if they do it right, whoever is supposed to have a star lead won't have. Oh my goodness. Yeah, they ain't gonna do that, bro.
Well, Marvel's a machine right now. So, since Marvel's such a machine, I could see them not messing this up. So,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no argument.
I mean,
anytime
that you can take a series, you could take a guy like Loki and make a quality. I mean, a very good quality.
A very good quality series. Yes.
Right.
It is,
bruh. So there is no doubt in my mind that this will be something amazing.
There's
no doubt
in
my mind.
Good time to Scott. They're doing it.
She signed a contract and everything.
Oh my goodness.
Done. This is a done deal.
You know what? I would be worried about the young girls and the image that she has because she's about to go superstar. She go ahead and do this right. She about to blaze out of control.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But I'm excited. I mean, it can open up a whole different atmosphere for the hip hop genre in general. You know, so I'm looking forward to it.
That
she got bars. Yeah.
one thing that her and Cardi B did, she was the one that was really just doing bars, and it felt like she was holding back. She wasn't going lunatic with it.
Yeah. Absolutely,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
All right. My man, I'm about to get out of the way. I wasn't supposed to get on poetry tonight, man. I'm being bad, being terrible.
Yeah, so let's usher you to the mic, man. Just Jay. Just Jay. If you say green, man, I'm no more good. What color is your poetry, bro? And then go ahead and get on down.
I say either gray or clear. Silver or clear.
Okay, Silver Surfer. Okay.
I ain't about to do no peace. I'm about to go. Y'all remind me of my homeboys back from my hometown. He's always getting me in trouble. And I was like, yeah, man, let's go. I'm like, no, I'm about to leave y'all tonight.
This guy here.
Don't come next week without no peace. I'm just saying.
I
heard you last night talking about you ain't been writing. I heard you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't the only one.
I heard it too.
I thought I heard your voice last night, man, because I even said while I was talking to Stan and. Yeah,
oh, no,
and
I wasn't.
Yeah, that's it. That wasn't you.
Yeah, I wasn't.
My
mic wasn't.
I'm hearing your voice every time I get on Blog Talk, man. That's crazy.
I don't know, but I need a royalty check if that's the case, Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Right. Make that money.
Yeah.
Nah,
make
but it's all
money.
Good, bro. It's all good, bro. It's all good.
I appreciate y'all for understanding.
We appreciate you too, man. Thank you for chiming in, bro. Thank you for chiming in.
Always.
Y'all take care.
Even though you ain't spit, man, you know, we got a silver crown coming for you as well, you know.
Hey, there's Van over there. He's beating that dead horse.
Oh, damn. That is – oh, damn.
Yep. You the one that called the poetry show, bro. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Right. All right. I'm going to get a divorce with you guys.
Try if you will. Try if you will.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I'm about to do this piece right here. All right. Scatter me gently to the wind like leaves as I breathe my last breath. So sweet the taste
as I exhale and escape. And this is my story. For the love of this bucket, this gluttonous sustenance in excess greed's waste, you feel your face. One taste, and you become gluttonous for money's putrid odor. If you refer to this world as her, then you have truly pimped her for all that she was worth. You raped her and defecated on her over and over, leaving her skin cracked and her veins with emptiness. And that's priceless, like where the ice once was. The plates of her teeth gnash and grind and groan because man has put her in bitter pain and acids in her reins. But she is strong, so strong and with dignity and integrity, and that's why she languishes in pure agony. She is burning up. She has fever. So she blows little puffs of breath from Africa to distant lands where hurricanes strip the leaves from the trees. Reseed the seed and roll out the sands, but first burn away the old man with blisters and scabs across her once beautiful face. The verdict is as plain as the plans of the prairies in the plains. Many pockets got ripped from many systems started to break. Knees knocked in the night. Now the ones that got the riches trying to evacuate on rocket ships to escape their fates, lying about their part in their own history. I broadcast this to other planets. These are the receipts to the truth. Humans may be coming to a planet near you. I would not let them in. This will be the final transmission of Earth from Earth. In peace.
Whoa.
This this will be the final transmission from Earth.
That part.
If you remember, Van, if you watched Aliens, the first one, when they was talking, or I should say the second one, when they were like trying to say what happened, they were like, this is our final transmission. If no one hears us, I hope you find what happens and blow this place up. And they're like, well, what's down there is valuable.
Right. It's always the greed.
Yeah, it's always the greed,
yeah.
Man.
Always
like,
the greed.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like,
oh,
you know, yeah. You know they killed everybody, but hey, it's valuable.
Right.
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 Why would I hold fire close to my chest?
Exactly.
Man.
But
amazing,
I enjoyed this
bro.
Piece. I thoroughly enjoyed this piece.
I enjoyed this piece as well, man. That last line, man, that's what got me too, man. It's the final transmission from Earth. Bro. I can see why you like Silver. Silver Surfer, definitely.
Oh.
Oh. Dope ink, though.
Gotcha.
All right, bro. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can get a few steps in before you retire, bro. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
That's our brother, Jess J. You too, bro. One love, one mic. Man, bro. J-Rob.
Sir.
This has been a dynamite show, bro. Phenomenal show, man.
This was a lot of fun. This was
a lot
of show. What I dug most, your friend Princess came through, and she dropped a bomb piece of poetry, but then she told us all to remind everyone, gratitude will carry you through your day.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely
yes, yes.
Beautiful.
Well, bro,
so,
last words, man. We're going to start with you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the gift of poetry. I'm going to post something in the event page that someone blessed me with. And I just want, and it made me take action. And I hope it touches and inspires everyone else who reads it. But I just want to say thank you all for coming to the show this evening. Because like Van has said on more than one occasion, he and I could sit down and talk poetry and talk politics and talk movies all day long, especially comic books. But this isn't about he and I. This is about every single one of you who has decided to come and bless the mic. And we appreciate you for sticking it out with us through thick and thin while the pandemic was at its peak, as the cities have started opening and to this very day. So thank you all. And I look forward to hearing more from every single one of you going forward. And to Van Meadows, salute to you, King. I love you. I appreciate you as my brother. You are family. And I love you, and there's nothing you could do about it. Take care.
Jay Rob, the wise son, my brother, I appreciate you, man. Love you too, bro. Thank you for being the co-pilot to this get down, for being the Batman and BB Robin. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Mr. DSP. I don't want to hear it. but yeah, man, this is a phenomenal show, man. It don't work without you, man, and I appreciate you. I appreciate what you bring. I appreciate your pen. And I love you, man, more than anything. And to the Get Down universe, the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio would be nothing without you. This is your show. This is your platform. We encourage you to come through night after night so that you can be heard on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, CastBox. This is your platform. Be Heard Global. We're here for you. And last but not least, shout out again to our CEO, For Real, the Poet Douglas, for giving us Epiphany Radio as a platform to be able to do poetry, have a good time, but do life together.
That part.
We appreciate you. We love you. One mic, one love. Remember to continue to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.
Baby.
Peace.